Good morning, the word of the Lord. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. For he hath founded it upon the seas and established it upon the floods. Who shall ascend into the hill of the Lord, or who shall stand in his holy place? He that hath clean hands and a pure heart, who hath not lifted up his soul unto vanity, nor sworn deceitfully. He shall receive the blessing from the Lord and righteousness from the God of his salvation. This is the generation of them that seek him, that seek thy face, O Jacob. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be ye lift up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, even lift them up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord of hosts. He is the King of glory. The word of the Lord. Father God, this morning we come in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we have read Psalm 24. Father, we thank you that you are God. We thank you, dear Father God, that this earth that we live in, this world is yours, and all that is in it belongs to you, dear Father God. And we are so thankful, Lord. Father God, when we look around and we see how persons are, dear Lord Jesus, for even a little space, dear Father God, selfish and holding on to things, dear Lord Jesus, to material things, dear Lord. And sometimes when we look and we see that others, dear Father God, are just struggling. Father God, remember the psalmist David in Psalm 73 when he said, "My feet almost slipped when I looked at the prosperity of the wicked, and when I saw that they seemed to be flourishing, and that they who served you, they were not." But dear Father God, he said, "My foot almost slipped until I went into the house of the Lord, and I saw the end." And so I pray, dear Father God, that all who are listening today, dear Lord Jesus, that they would lift up their eyes and they would look at you and they would know that you are in charge, that this world is yours. You established it. You founded it on the sea. And dear Father God, that you are ultimately in charge. We thank you that you have shown us, Lord, that we can ascend into your holy hill. But dear Father God, I pray in the name of Jesus that all who listen and all of us, dear Father God, would look at our hands and examine our hearts and see if our hands are clean and if our hearts are pure, Lord. Help us not to lift up our souls unto vanity. Help us not to swear deceitfully, dear Father God, in the name of Jesus. Because, Lord, if we, dear Father God, adhere to what you say, dear Father God, and do not these things, dear Lord Jesus, that we shall receive the blessing from the Lord and righteousness from the God of our salvation. Father God, we thank you that you have encouraged us in Psalm 24 to lift up our heads, dear Father God, so that the King of glory can come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. Oh, dear Father God, we thank you that we can stand assured knowing that you are mighty in battle, that as a result of that, dear Father God, whatever battles, dear Father God, that we are facing, we can stand still and see the salvation of the Lord, knowing, dear Father God, that the battle is not ours, it's the Lord's. And so I bring everyone who is listening today, dear Father God, and I pray for them in a special way. I pray for them individually. I pray for them collectively. I pray for their families, their friends, their loved ones, dear Father God. I pray for my family, my friends, dear Father God, my loved ones, all my prayer partners, Lord, and all, dear Father God, who listen, and those especially, dear Father God, who are encouraging, and Lord, those who send back comments and who ask for prayer. Father, you know them. Meet their needs, dear Father God. And Lord, I pray in the name of Jesus that whatever they ask of you, dear Father God, as long as it lines up with your will, I know you will hear and I know you would answer. My prayer, most importantly, dear Father God, is for everyone who listen to have a personal relationship with you, to trust you as their personal Lord and Savior, to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ with all their hearts, dear Father God, that they would, dear Father, lean not on their own understanding, that in all their ways they will acknowledge you and you will direct their paths. Father, I pray for them as they drive today. I pray for them, dear Father God, as they go to catch their ride, whether a train, whether a bus, whatever, dear Father God, whether they're on a motorbike or whatever, Lord, or even if they're walking, dear Father God, I ask your protecting arms to be around them and let them know, dear Father God, that you're there, that, dear Father God, that if they descend to the deepest parts of the earth, that you're there, and that you care for the very simple things in their lives, dear Father God. And so I ask, dear Father, that they would commit their ways unto you, that they would trust you, and that they would look at you, do great and mighty things in their lives. I pray that they would be examples, dear Father God, of you, dear Lord Jesus, because you are our perfect example. And so we thank you. We thank you that we can cast all our cares upon you, for you care for us. Lord, I pray that they will have a wonderful day, trusting, serving, and loving you. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen and amen. Have a wonderful, wonderful day. God bless you. God loves you. And I love you. Take care.